There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
When you love to just knock the top off one.
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Bill, this is the Sunday session. It's the best of the best. It's all of our gold from 2022.
Topics Brownless will be up soon, and we're going to settle a debate over the lottery.
Comedy superstar Ross Noble joins us as well. And next, Bill is putting his teacher's hat on.
Yes.
Ow! Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
I feel good!
Jesus, the last 3 days have been freezing, haven't they?
But it's really cold, but then it's also raining.
Yeah, they said it was a polar blast we were going to cop.
A polar blast.
Polar blast.
Yeah, well,
and we have copped it.
It's called Antarctica.
Here we go.
Yeah, shouldn't have gone with this.
No,
come on.
Because polar bear means what? I'll come back to you. Oscar told me the other day. Hang on, let me ring him.
He's polar bears.
Yes.
Where?
In the South Pole.
rabbits.
No, it's Jim, just go to a break. Polar.
We're not even doing a rap.
We're about to go to your rap.
Actually, go to the rap. I've got to point out.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
He didn't even get Antarctica right.
Or anything after it.
If someone knows why it's called Antarctica, Africa.
It's the Arctic Circle, yes, and the Antarctic Circle, but what is the reason for Antarctica? That's what you're asking.
Because there's no polar bears on it.
What? So it's anti-polar bears, isn't it?
Anti-polar bear. That's what Antarctic means. But right. We've got Nathan there. Nath, please confirm that I'm right.
Look, afternoon, boys. Yeah. Look, I don't think I'd ever say this, but, yeah, Billy's spot on. Billy's spot on. Yeah, you take it back to the Greek and Arctic, or I think it's Arctos, excuse my Greek pronunciation, yeah. means bear. So Arctic is bear and anti is opposite. No
bear.
So no bear.
Polar bear, Jim.
That's it, mate.
Jim, so you got something to say?
Nath, we never doubted that he was right or wrong. We just couldn't understand anything he said.
I couldn't understand it either, to be honest with you.
Thank you, Nate. Great. Lovely to hear your voice. Let's go to Toby.
Toby.
Oh, hello, Toby. Have you got a joke?
No jokes, but Billy, you're 100% correct.
See?
Bill, you didn't say any of that.
I don't know what I said, to be honest. But you knew the sentiment, what
you
I was trying to say.
After the song. You didn't say it at the setup time.
Well, I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you shouldn't have.
And my mouth opened and stuff come out.
Well, we always love Toby ringing, of course.
Toby, but you're saying that I'm right also, that Arctica means polar bear and anti means no bear. There you go.
Arctic.
Correct.
The one you're talking
about. The Greek word for bear is Arctos, and anti Arctos is Antarctica.
Anti Arctos. See, Jim? Thank you.
Nah.
I love being right. You're wrong. You're wrong.
No, we didn't say anything.
Oh, Fats done it again.
And neither did you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You get worse every year.
How?
I know, we asked that same question.
We are joined by Ross Noble.
We just need to talk about something that happened just before the microphones were opened.
You see, I was going to mention it.
Ross has grabbed the earphones and said, wow, they even tell you which ear to put it on, you know, with the L. Mm. And Bill goes, really? How long has that been?
He's never noticed that before.
I've never noticed
that. Have you literally been listening to it? Do you think whenever he speaks, he's behind you?
Yeah.
Well, when he does, it shocks me because he doesn't speak. Yeah. I know Jim comes from there, but when Rabsy, how are you, Roscoe?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm glad I've brought a bit of, because I came and I thought it was me being a bit too professional
because
I looked at it and went, I've got left and right.
Left and
I want to make sure I'm on the right thing. And you looked at the headphones like you'd never seen headphones before.
No, I had, but I didn't know they had L for left and R for right.
Yeah, just like welly boots. Have you, when you got your gum boots, do you have the left and right on them as well?
No, I know.
The way they look.
Yes. The fact that you've got the little L.
Look, I don't know anything about golf. I'll be perfectly honest. Is that you're wearing a golf Is that a golf visor?
It is, Roscoe. And they're very old school visors. There's a bloke called Ian Poulter from your country.
Right.
He's about the only professional golfer that actually wears a visor.
Right, okay.
So I'm going, but it's a bit retro. Yeah.
I like it because I was looking through the glass before I came in and it was like looking at, you know, like a 1930 speakeasy. Where they would wear those sort of like you were running that.
But it's
good. I like the retro style.
I'm taking it back.
That was a good tailor-made one, by the way. Are you an Aussie or a Pom?
Oh, good Lord. That was very accusatory.
Accusatory?
I didn't know that you had a customs official working in the studio. Well, good Lord, is this just one big trick?
I know you're a Pom, but you've been here for a while now.
I married an Australian and I live here now. And I have, should we talk visa status? I'm a resident. I do not have an Australian passport, but I want one. I'm desperate for one. And as soon as I'm eligible, I will become an Australian and I will pledge my allegiance to meat pies.
Good. Because you're married to an Aussie.
Yes. No, Ross just said that.
I know. That's part of my question.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So what's it like?
Give him a chance. He's got headphones on the wrong way around.
He heard this. he's odd, Jim.
He'll start the show in a minute. Sorry.
What's it like to be married to an Aussie?
What's it like to be married to an Aussie?
Being a Pom.
I mean, you know, they're all different. That's what I found about the Australians. There's no one size fits all. You know, my wife is very lovely, which is definitely why I married her.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's good.
I can't speak for other Australian wives.
Right.
But if they ever do a reality TV show, you know, like Married at First Sight.
Yes.
If they do some sort of, I don't know, like Celebrity Mormon, where you get to sample a selection of wives.
Right.
I'll be able to tell you. My wife's lovely, yeah.
Friend.
I was, yes. Oh, my God. You've got the
Following on Instagram.
I'm not sure whether you're sure that you've done research or stalking.
Two girls.
He's out in the garden again. Yeah. His headphones on.
peeking over your fence.
She's great. I was instantly drawn with it when I first came to this country. I was just drawn by how straightforward and you know. My wife's very blunt, put it that way. Yeah. You know, she's...
You know where you stand.
Exactly. In fact, our wedding vows, she went, I'll always love you, you know, even when you're a bit fat. So, you know, that gives you an idea.
That's good for us Aussies that are a bit fat, isn't it, Raps?
Yeah.
But I actually, Ross, I love that about Australian girls. Mine is very similar, very, very blunt. And I, for... how am I going to put this?
Oh, this would be good.
For divorce reasons... had to sell a house.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so we had to go in there first before it was sold and clear everything up and get everything out and get it ready for the new owner.
Yes.
And then went to a shop afterwards and there were some really nice towels at this shop. And I looked at them and I said, yeah, they're nice towels. And my partner Lisa went, yeah, they'd go well in a house. Shame you don't own one.
Exactly.
Brilliant. This is the next day after I had to evacuate. But that's what you're talking about. That's what I love about them.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of the, because I get, you know, I slim down sometimes. Sometimes I'm a larger man.
Do you fluctuate a bit?
I do, yeah. And my wife actually said to me, I don't know if there might be kids in the car. I'll talk around. She said, do you know what my ultimate fantasy would be? I said, oh, good Lord.
Good Lord.
I said, good Lord. Good Lord, Vicar. And I said, she said, I'd quite like to make love to somebody who isn't fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That wouldn't have gone to air.
Bill, that was live to air.
No, no.
Triple M. Now, Fat, we've given you 5 months.
Probably three. Jim.
To come up with a phone topic for the first show of the year. So here we go. Everyone in their cars.
And there's been a lot going on.
Lots going on.
Yes.
What's Bill gone away and come back with by way of a phone topic to get us underway for 2022? Here we go.
What have you seen unusual, Jim? Yes, Jim. Jim,
you cannot do that,
Jim. We've done it for the last 11 years. 11 years, Jim. It's a beauty because people have seen a lot of unusual things over summer, like you did,
Bill. That's the best you can come up with. What have you seen unusual?
Yes, unusual.
Well, I tell you what I did see. The caravan towing a car.
No, you didn't.
I thought that was weird.
Well, caravans.
No, Bill. The caravan was in the front and the car was being towed. I thought, shouldn't that be the other way around? So I thought that's unusual.
It was a camper van.
You can't work it out.
Well, look at him come to Mama or whoever. Do we say that?
No.
What's the saying?
Rosie Walton's
Hello.
In.
Hey. Happy New Year.
And to you. What have you been Hello. Doing, please?
Not a lot. I went to Ballarat for half a day. That was the excitement of my holidays.
Goodness.
Ballarat. So my, what have you seen unusual is from my local area.
Oh, yeah, yes, please. Oh,
which is I an find interesting area,
unusual.
Jim.
Well, I do wear a flower sack as a skirt. So
that's unusual,
not...
Jim.
That is unusual.
She's got a flower sack on.
She just explained that, yeah. Just well, told us that.
Well, yep. But some people say things on radio and you wouldn't know what they're doing, but she's actually got it on.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Yeah. So what have you seen unusual?
I was walking my dog Otto around the streets. And you know how you have houses with names? So like you've got, what's that one in Geelong, the Heights?
Yes.
You've got Raheen in Kew.
Yes.
Lovely names. Somebody calls their house the Muse, maybe. Mm-hmm. Hacienda.
Where's the Prime Minister live?
The Lodge.
Kirribilli.
Yeah, Kirribilli.
Have you got a house name?
No.
No. Mm. Well, this house that I saw in Elstonwick is called Break Wind.
No. Oh.
Break Wind.
It's actually got a proper sign up the front. Break Wind.
Break Wind.
That's not bad. That's a fart, Bill.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I'll let one go in a minute.
That's what I said, unusual.
I like it, Hose. Well done. 133353. Who are we getting ready to speak to here, please, Bartholomew?
Matt in Kilsyth.
Matty. Hello, Matty.
Boys, welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, what have you seen unusual there, Matthew?
I drive a bus for a living, and I saw a lyrebird running at my bus head on.
No. Yeah. What, charging your bus?
Correct. Dead set, charge my bus. Wings down, everything like that.
Lyrebird?
What's a lyrebird?
With a big tail.
Like a peacock.
They're beautiful feathers. Yeah.
Is it a peacock or a lyrebird?
Lyrebird, Bill.
Yeah, it's a lyrebird.
Well, I
just
reckon
like,
he's...
What like you say, Bill?
I reckon he's lying.
What about the one in your tree?
No, that's an owl.
That's an owl. Nothing like not corn.
They're very far from rare.
He just wanted to bring
extraordinarily rare Sandringham owl. Are we moving on to Brad?
Yes, we are.
Hello, Bradford.
G'day, guys. How you going?
What have you, good, mate. What have you seen unusual?
I was driving down Springvale Road and had a lady in the lane next to me had a bedside sheet over her driver's side window, so you couldn't possibly see... What was coming to the right here?
A bedside table.
A bed sheet.
Yeah, couldn't possibly see through it, keeping the sun out. So she was trying to be sun safe, but I'm not sure it was so roadworthy safe.
All right, stay there, Brad. Like it. Brett in Oakley, Bill.
Oh, lucky. Lovely spot, Oakley, Jim. G'day, Brady boy.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Oh, we're one out, one back.
Oh, that's great. So I live in Oakley South, and I take the dog for a walk at a decommissioned educational school ground that's ready for development.
Yes.
And in those grounds, there's some big trees, and some of the trees are quite bushy. And I'm walking the dog, and I can hear opera. Opera singing, and I'm like, what is going on here? And then my dog kind of ran over to the trees and the bushes, and there's this Asian lady who sings opera under the tree Saturday morning.
Brilliant. Wow. Is she good at it?
Oh, she's all right. I'm just kind of like, why don't you come out from the bushes and just, sing
That's
to the
hilarious.
Sky.
I like that.
Yeah, a bit ghost-like.
All right.
Ghost-like.
Stay there, Brady. What's it? We got Adam.
I don't know.
I want to speak to Adam. Ads.
Right.
Ads.
Hey there.
Gotcha, mate. We're just having some trouble getting home. Now, what have you seen unusual, please?
Mate, High Street, I saw two DeLoreans parked like one in front of another.
Yes.
It was like a glitch in the matrix. Yeah, you rarely see one, let alone two.
Golden.
Just tell the people what a DeLorean is, Jim.
You made a time machine out of a DeLorean? Bill, it's Back to the Future with the gull wing doors and everything. They reckon, Adam, they were the worst car ever made, as in technically.
I think you're right, yeah.
They just broke down all the time, but they look nuts.
So Back to the Future, that's what it is, DeLorean.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, there we go.
All right, I like that.
Yeah. How good, if you hear someone sing opera, it's very, very impressive.
Apparently the trees are a bit bushy.
That's what George W.
picked up on that, Bill.
I did, George. Triple M's Rush
Hour with JB and Billy. I tell you what happens.
What?
You give me 25 mil, then I never see you again. We've had this discussion on air before.
Yep.
And there's a lot of things that I don't agree with Fat about. In fact, pretty much everything, including this.
What?
Fat says to me, an hour and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
Give me 20 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who carries cash anymore? I haven't had cash in my wallet
seen his
for
wallet?
4 years. So you're the only person that ever has any cash
you and
on
Murph.
You.
With a rubber band.
Yeah, so I don't have any.
Yes.
You say, give me 20 bucks. I said, I can't because I don't have any cash.
No cash.
Cash. Not here. No cash, Robbo. No cash.
So Bill. I'm looking after you, by the way.
Well, so what happened? You wanted to go and buy an Oslotto ticket.
Which is worth $50 million tonight.
Right. So everyone's involved in this discussion. You're there, Rabs. Whitney's there.
No, well, hang on. You were involved in I was here, but he didn't offer us to jump in.
No, because
only talent.
He doesn't really like you, Rabs.
That was talent.
No, what it was he goes, give me 20, we'll go and buy a $40 ticket. And no. I go, Fat, you can owe me, I'll owe you 20, go and buy it. No, so what'd you do then?
I was trying to help you out so you could have 20 mil and 20 I get 30.
Million. No, I'm getting 25 mil. So you go and buy the ticket, I owe you 20.
So I buy the ticket for $50, by the way.
So, okay, are you 25?
No, you don't. $23.80.
I said, give me your BSB and account number. I'll transfer $25. It's all yours.
I want cash.
You said, no, I want cash.
Yes.
And then what did you say?
I said, guess what? If I win, you're not getting 1 cent.
No, I am. I'm getting 25 mil.
No, you're not.
No, Bill, I am.
Because you haven't given me any cash.
Once you give me your BSB and account number,
I don't want your bloody BSB. You 25. Stick your BSB fair up your BSB. I don't want BSB.
You can't offer someone half a lotto ticket and then say, well, I'm keeping all the winnings.
Just give me $20.
You'll get 20, but I don't have any cash.
Well, who doesn't carry cash?
Everyone.
No. Actually, cash is dying, bro.
Well, of course it is.
Going like
this is what
dodo
we're talking
again.
About. Like out the front, and they're very sad because there appears, Rabs, you're around more than us.
Mm.
There appears to be more and more homeless people, which is a very sad thing.
Mm.
So out the
Absolutely.
Front of the Woolworths on Hampton Street, there's a
they're not taking cash.
Well, Bill, how do they get any? No one's got cash.
So what do you give them?
Well, how can you get? They've got an F boss. So how are you donating? I always think it because he's a lovely man, sits there with his dog. No, I never carry cash.
Remember that bloke down there sitting down here, Jim, and he said, hey, mate, you got any money? I said, no, mate, got none. He said, love that mark you took in the 94 grand final, Bill. No. I pulled out 20.
That's how easily gettable you are. You weren't going to give him a cent until he told you about the Ash McIntosh.
He said, that mark over. He said exactly that, Jim, the mark over Ash McIntosh.
So then you produced a 20.
I found a 20 for him.
I had cash. What sort
anyway,
of a man are we dealing
you
with?
You owe me, before the show's over, $23.80.
Well, I'm not going to be able to get that, but I'm having 25 mil.
So I've had the big jumbo quick pick.
That's it.
A game, 36 games here, Jim. And guess what? Nothing for Jimbo.
I tell you, as we finish up, I tell you what happens. What? You give me 25 mil.
Yeah.
And then?
You'll give me $23.80. No,
then I never see you again.
I'll still work, Jim.
That is the end of you and me at that moment.
Because we are BFFs.
Oh, please go to a break.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mowed the lawn.
You mowed.
Yep.
You know what that's called? Jim's mowing.
There we are. What properly crap thing are you obsessed with?
What?
I asked this question.
Yeah.
Because you two clownfish, old fat and fat.
Oh, clownfish.
Are obsessed with a show called Tipping Point. It's a show in the afternoon from the United Kingdom where little discs are dropped down a chute.
Yes.
And then the bottom bit goes back and forth
and
until the discs get pushed off the front.
And
that's how you earn money.
And they fall off and that's the money you get unless there's a question mark or a dollar sign.
It is the most boring show on television with very boring people on it.
Yeah.
And yet you two dingbats know all about
it. You got into it the other day.
No.
And they're going to get the star.
You can't get enough of it. Idiots.
There's something about it, Jim.
It's like something at the Royal Show.
Well, it's like an arcade.
It's a 2P machine.
Yeah.
In England.
So what's that about?
Well, it's just, it gets you in, you know.
Well, it gets you two in.
You actually start watching. I should be on air, by the way. But you start watching
just
it.
Just before we go to air.
And it gets you in, Jim. I don't know what it is.
No, it gets you in.
No,
and
I love it.
And Bartholomew.
And then it nearly pushes them, and a few fall over, and everyone's happy.
An idiot. He sits there watching it, and he gives it the, nah, that's a bad drop. It's gone down the wrong side. That won't work.
I just read a couple of reviews, Jim. 3 out of 5.
Oh.
They gave it. Oh. And also some said it's flimsy. It's a very flimsy
it's
show.
It's the worst show on television. Connor joins us first in Gladstone Park.
Connor Monster, what do you got?
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate.
JB, you've mentioned that the boys like Tipping Point.
They love it.
Oh, mate, me and my family, we can't get enough of it.
Ah, there you go, Jim. It's good, isn't it?
Which bit's good about it?
I don't even know, to be honest. It's just exciting.
So you and mum and stepdad all get there and all watch it, do you?
Yeah. So I walked out and they were watching it and I'm like, what is this? And, you know, I sat down for 5 minutes having a go and it's at it and I couldn't stop watching. It's just exciting.
It gets
the
you thing, in.
It just pushes the little disc.
Yeah, I know. And then they fall over.
Look at him. Look
and
at the it's good. Face. And you too. You're just as bad.
It is good.
Damien in Lilydale, Bill.
Hello, Damien.
Hello.
What properly rubbish thing are you obsessed with?
Every single day I count down, I sit there waiting for it, Billy's joke.
Yeah!
I wait for it and it is terrible every time, but I'm still sitting there every day listening.
Yeah. So
I'd keep an ear out for today, Damo, if I were you, because I get the feeling it's going to be real poor. Steph's in Fitzroy. Steph, what properly rubbish thing are you obsessed with?
This show.
Oh! We have led with our chin a little bit.
Well, he's
hung up.
Oh, he's gone, has he?
Pete's in Broadford. Hello, Pete.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good. What have you got for us?
I got about at least 50-year-old two-stroke Victor lawnmower.
Wow.
Which my old man bought it at a trash and treasure thing. And it's held together with bits of bloody wire and cable ties. And if I'm lucky, it starts after 10 minutes.
Andrew's there, Fat.
He is in Narre Warren. Hello, Andrew.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good. What's crap that you like?
It's a WWE.
Oh, yes. Does it still go around?
Yeah, WrestleMania's on this weekend.
Is it really?
Oh. Yeah.
Because back in the day, it was huge. One that with Hulk Hogan
Murray,
and all of the,
yeah, Mario
the
Milano.
Yeah. Oh, even now you are going back. Bill and I went to a function at 9 one night when Mario Milano was
there. I didn't know who it was, and you were telling me. I think he had his shorts on then, didn't he? His pants.
He wasn't saying much, Mario.
But he had them high up, didn't he? He had them up near his.
I'm pointing to him going, Bill, this is a legend.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Mario Milano.
I didn't know.
Bill had no clue. Mm. No, I used to love WWE back in the day.
Yes.
I didn't know it was still going.
Oh, no, it died, Jim. I just don't watch it.
Yeah. Leaping Lenny Poffo and see
all that. Dermot loves it.
Oh, Dermot was huge on it. Yeah.
Dermot loved it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You and I have both had boys.
Yes.
How is it that when they're little, their farts smell so bad?
We should get a doctor on.
I don't reckon.
Hamish Blake joins us.
Hey, did I read somewhere where you've just been camping? And I only ask this because we were discussing camping on our show.
Oh, hate it.
And I can't stand it. I've done it once in my life and I will never, ever do it again. Are you good at it?
Look, it's indisputable there are more convenient ways to spend a night. I get that.
Yes.
You know, there are moments when you're out there camping where you go, that's why hotels have been invented, isn't it? I get it. I took my little fella camping for 4 or 5 nights up the coast, my little 7-year-old. And you do it, I think, you know, you're doing it because the difficulty is sort of the fun part, like overcoming the difficulty. So, we've got a rooftop tent, like one of those things that you go on the top of the car and just pops up like a bit of a clamshell. Yeah. So you climb up with a ladder. So it's a bit easier than a normal tent to put up. But look, I'll be honest with you, I had fun planning the adventure because I'm not a great camper, but I enjoyed having a crack and seeing if I could convince a 7-year-old I knew what I was doing out there.
And did you?
Yeah. I reckon we got close. Got close. We went to there's a bit in central New South Wales, there's sand dunes, a place called Stockton Beach that people might be familiar with, or Warramai National Park. And it looks like the Sahara. Like you can drive onto these sand dunes in your four-wheel drive and camp out there. I didn't know how much of a good four-wheel driver you needed to be to go out there. And I rock up in the car. It's like 5 o'clock, so close to dark, maybe an hour or two left of daylight. Rock up and see all these like real hardcore four-wheel drives coming off the beach. And I went to the guys, yeah, right. So I just sort of waved one over and went, hey, mate, so how is it out there? The guy goes, oh, yeah, you know. You been out here before? No, nope. He goes, you've sand driving before?
No.
Nope. He goes, all right, who are you going with? I went, my 7-year-old. And he went, you going with any other cars? Nope. He goes, have you got recovery tracks in case you get bogged? No. He goes, What do you have? Sausages and confidence, mate. And we got any tips? He went, yeah, you'd like deflate your tyres almost flat. And he went, look, just drive it like you stole it. Don't stop. He goes, if you stop, you'll get bogged. So you basically just floor it and just go as hard as you can through the sand dunes. But it's this interesting thing where you don't know where you're going. So if you stop for directions, you'll sink.
Yep.
But if you keep going, you don't know where you are. It's just wild driving for 10 minutes while I'm just like yelling at the top of my voice, and so is my little guy. But we did make it. We miraculously made it.
So I'm at least two, but most days three shower a day man home. So I can't camp.
Oh, yeah. There's no, you're pretty sandy when you're camping in sand dunes. Yes, that's one of the key features of sand dunes is just how much sand is required to make them.
And the dunny?
Yeah, that's a tough one too. That was a real eye-opener for Sonny. So some of it's about nature. And then the other bit was about me going, mate, there's no toilets out there. So we're going to stop at this servo and I'm going to introduce you to service station toilets.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to do a few things in here that are a first. You're going to watch Dad go. Yeah. And that's probably a bit too much, but I'm not leaving you out in the car.
That's right, yes.
And then we're going to go. You're going to go. We're going to, like, no matter what, we've got to empty things out. And then this is the bit I wasn't expecting. Mm. Then you're going to look at the wall and you're going to ask me why that vending machine sells a special kind of ring. And what is it? And why does it vibrate? And I'm going to tell you it must just be a toy for grown-ups that's good luck or something. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what that is, mate. And we're going to go back to the car and we're not going to speak about the ring anymore.
It's an old joint if they've still got those vending machines, let me tell you, Jim. They're not around anymore.
No, this was $2. And it's only going, what's pheromones? No.
Don't worry about it, mate. Home.
Yeah. No, I fell for it a few times in my,
home.
Well, let us know if you want another one, Bill. I know where the servo is. $2.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tom Brady, you'd know plenty about him, Bill.
Yes, I know his mum, Marsha, and his sister, Jan.
Can you believe it?
They're a good bunch.
Gone with the Brady bunch. Talking about the fact that it was the something other anniversary of Greg Chappell and Trevor Chappell conspiring to finish a one-day international at the MCG with an underarm ball to Brian McKechnie.
41 years ago, I reckon it was, Jim.
41 years ago.
Yes.
So the side story to that is obviously they all left the field.
Yeah.
And if you watch the replay of that, Rod Marsh, you can see, was not happy.
Yeah, exactly.
On the stumps.
You
can
see that.
No, we shouldn't be doing this. It's not the right thing to do.
He had the glove up to his mouth and he's going, don't do it, I reckon he was.
Not happy.
Yep.
Anyway, so they get into the rooms. Obviously, McKechnie needed to hit that last ball for six for a draw, I think it was even. I don't know if it was to win the game, but it would have taken the series into another game. And that's why Greg Chappell said we couldn't let it happen. Anyway. They get into the rooms at the MCG, and the old rooms at the MCG used to have to walk down three flights of stairs like a dungeon. Anyway, they get down in there fat and no one's saying anything. No one even knew where to look. It was just silence. The great Doug Walters was a part of the team, and he looked at Rod Marsh, and they were joined at the hip, those two. Naughty.
Naughty.
Both of them naughty.
Naughty.
Anyway, Freddie Walters, as he's known, looked at Backus and said, well, Backus, that was crap the way he played that.
Oh, what? Brian?
And Backus is like, what are you talking about? He goes, you can easily hit that ball for six. Ooh. And Rod's like, no, give me a spell.
Give me a spell.
A ball rolled along the ground, you cannot hit for six. Freddie Walters has given it the, how much?
Oh, he liked it a bit.
He loved it. Well, they both did.
Yeah.
But Freddie certainly did. So Backus apparently has given it, all right, 100.
100?
A lot of money 40 years ago.
Back then.
100 bucks says you can't hit a ball rolling along the ground for six.
Right.
So anyway, the next stop for the Australian team was Sydney.
Uh-huh.
And in the old days, they had the SCG, which is very similar to what it is now in dimension. But they had the second ground, little ground next to it, which is now where the Nets are and the Aquatic Centre and all that. That used to be the Sydney SCG number two.
Yep.
So they've gone, righto, we've got to sort this out.
Ooh.
So they've grabbed someone, might have been Scull O'Keefe or someone like that as the umpire, because you needed an umpire. Backus to underarm the ball and Freddie Walters with the bat in hand.
Interesting.
They go out into the middle of the SCG, put a set of stumps in.
Yep.
In comes Backus, 100 bucks on the line.
Yes.
Rolls the ball along the ground.
Yep.
Doug Walters charges.
Charges?
Charges so he can't be LBW.
Oh, yes.
Puts his foot out. The ball hits his foot, pops up, smacks it into the road.
Six.
Walks off, $100 in his pocket.
Fair dinkum.
That's it.
That actually happened.
That 100% happened.
Just plopped it up and went whack.
Yeah. So you know when a ball's rolling at you, you just flick it up with your foot? Yeah. But he charged because he knew if he did that from the crease,
be
Rod Marsh would claim he was LBW.
Did he pay up?
Oh, yeah. Out came 100, jumped in. Bill, that's genius.
Is Doug Walters still with us?
Oh, my word, he is.
I'd love to get him on and confirm that. No,
let's do it. Because, yes. A, he's one of the great men
exactly.
ever,
yeah.
Dougie Walters. But secondly, that's the sort of genius he possessed.
Because he could hook and pull. Remember he made 100 in a session.
That's it.
At once,
at the Wacker.
Yeah.
Bloody oath he did.
He loved a dart.
He loved a dart, loved a beer, loved his mates.
Oh, great.
Rod Marsh in his early test matches was known as Iron Gloves.
Yeah.
Because he
dropped a few.
So he eventually broke the world record. And Dougie Walters came in after he took the catch and everyone was congratulating him. And he said, mate, if you'd caught all those catches in the first couple of games, you would have broken it last year. genuinely funny man, but that is true about how you hit a rolling ball for six.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a good topic, this
good,
fact.
Thank you, Jim.
Someone else must have thought of it.
Yeah, no, I think you told me.
Now, I spoke about this yesterday, Hose.
Yes.
A gentleman from Ontario.
Oh, the Canadian.
Has sent, yes. The weirdest, but they have the weirdest accents of all time.
Hey.
You know what they're called if you're from Canada?
A Canadian?
No, a Canuck. You are.
All right. This Canuck is called Quentin.
Jim.
Quentin.
And he sent me an email.
What's his name?
Quentin. Hi, Jim, he says. It's Quentin from Ontario here. I'm reading.
King of Kings?
No, he hasn't gone with the King of Kings. He doesn't know the show well enough.
Oh,
I moved to Melbourne at the end of last year, and my homie was, says there's a man on Melbourne radio who actually can't speak. Apparently you work with him.
Does breakfast.
So, he says, is it true that he once called Floyd Mayweather, Lord Maywag. Surely that's not possible.
Lord Maywag, better than Muhammad Ali.
That's him.
It's hard to say Floyd Mayweather.
Can you please, says Quentin, play me some of his classics?
Quentin.
I'll be listening around 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
That's convenient then.
Quentin, you are in luck because Maddie has compiled a top 10. Well, as we said yesterday, he actually had 50 or 60 to choose from. But out of those 60, we've come to the top 10.
Oh.
And here's an example of why Bill should never wander into the music area.
Yes. Have they had the worst tour since?
Horrible.
Been
horrible, Bill.
They're terrible.
Since who?
Terrible. Since Jeff Leplin.
So he started with Def Leppelin.
Yeah.
And then he had another go.
Haven't you heard Def Leppelin?
No.
You know what
twice.
I was trying to say.
Twice.
Def Leppard.
So then we rolled.
Led Zeppelin. The other
so
one.
So combine them. That's, that's actually smart, Quentin.
That works. And then, of course, we rolled on, was it a hook? Rabs, I don't even know what he's
trying to...
No,
it was a live read that was paid for.
That's right. Here we go.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
You get paid.
So that's number 9, and then we move on to number 8, and this is Bill trying to tell a joke.
What's the wrinkle...
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinklest?
Wrinklest.
Wrinklest. Thing on your grandmother. What is it, Hose?
What is grandfather?
It? Grandfather. Yeah.
So then he moves into the superhero realm.
Oh.
Blokes would suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
Old Superman.
Superman.
So I then think we went back into telling joke mode.
Oh, no. And he said, Jim.
Yes?
A burglar got stuck.
Where did that burglar get stuck?
A bloke trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
I still don't know what's
know what's wrong with it.
And then, of course, he tried to diagnose himself.
Oh. I might have an enema.
What?
An enema.
You need one. Might help get things out.
Another play of that one, please, Rabbits.
I might have an enema.
And then we wandered into sort of middle Europe.
Then Brazil. And then as Burgerjan.
He still can't say
we
it.
Had trouble with that country. How's Quinton going? Still listening?
As Burgerjan.
Yep.
Yep. And then something closer to our own hearts, of course, the home of motor racing in this country.
How many laps are there around Mount Palomarano? Jim, how many laps are there around Bathurst? Why wouldn't you go with that?
So that brings us to number one. Oh. We actually teased this yesterday. This is my favourite ever. The great Spud Frawley used to come in once a week and chat to us about footy. And just as he was exiting, Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
Very good, boys. Go on, you, Willis.
See, I don't know if that happened. I reckon that's Maddie playing funny buggers.
So, Quentin, that's 11 of his best years. I think we need to have a listen to that last one again, please.
Very good, boys. Go on, you, Willis.
That wouldn't have gone to air.
Bill, that was live to air.
No. Quentin, that didn't go to air.
It did.
Oh,
how do you reckon he's going over there? He's just lobbed into Melbourne from Ontario. He's heard about you and Lord Maywag, and then he's heard your top 10.
He's still listening.
I don't reckon.
And he's telling all these Canucks back there, don't listen to Triple Air
Canucks.
Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
That's truly horrific. This is Billy's Joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
One of Kim Jong-un's soldiers has defected to the South Gym.
Right.
He fancied a change of career.
Oh, my God. Now, rabbits, if you even think about pressing the wrong button here...
I'm going to give him a second chance. Have you got another one?
No, that's it. He fancied a change of career.
It can't be the joke.
It's not bad.
It's just a story.
He's gone from north to south, Jim.
Yeah. So,
Korea.
Well, hasn't changed jobs.
He has. Rabs, if...
Rabbits.
Oh, look at him. He's under pressure. He doesn't know what to do.
Hit the right button. Here we are. That's all that shit deserves.
That's disappointing, Rabs. Don't go by him.
Bill.
That was no good.
It was good.
That was rubbish.
Bully, bully.
Bully, bully.
Bully, bully. Bully, bully.
Change of career.
Change of career.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR. I feel good.